muffins. Alrighty, I call this meeting to order, like May on Civic Engagement, on Friday, November 2nd at 1:59 p.m. on the third floor on the Joe Kelly Student Union in the President's Conference Room. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Amaya.
Absence excused.
Senator Clemens.
Present.
Senator Collins.
Present.
Senator File.
Present.
Senator Green.
Present.
Senator Lemus.
Present.
Senator McKinney.
Absence excused.
Senator Rogers.
Present.
And Senator Yunkayan.
Present.
Okay, moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? No? Okay, moving to agenda item 6, new business. We're going to move into A, discussion on November Civic Engagement event. So originally we were going to, Andrew came up with this event, the Veterans Day Parade, but it kind of didn't work out and there's other stuff that happened. So right now we're actually trying to create our own event. I'm going to wait to talk about it till next week just because Andrew and I are still figuring out the logistical information. But on November 17th, for most likely it's going to be a Saturday, we're, instead of like doing an event with another organization, we're going to do our own. It's going to be really informal. We're honestly going to make peanut butter jelly sandwiches. We're going to pack up some snacks. It's going to be super simple. We're going to pack up lunch bags. We're going to write nice notes on them and put cute little things on them. Then we're going to take them downtown and give them out to the homeless people. Yeah. And it's going to be super informal. It's going to be like, it's not we're going to go through organization. We're just going to go get the supplies. We're hopefully going to get some out of our budget, of Senate budget, knock on wood, from Anthony, and then we'll figure out from there. So we're figuring everything this weekend. I'll update you guys, and I'll probably put it in the group and you send an email too. Anybody have any like suggestions, questions, comments, compliments? Senator Yagayam?
I guess depending on the budget, I guess we're just doing peanut butter jelly sandwiches. But I was thinking about toiletries or something.
We were thinking about doing hygiene products, mm-hmm. and the problem is like we want to do like one or the other. I think we just want to like focus on one thing. So do you guys think it'd be better to do hygiene products or do food? Senator Rogers.
It's starting to get cold out.
So, yeah.
So like maybe.
The problem is if we were going to do something like that, we'd probably do like a drive. And right now there's the BUNLV drive and there's all these, November's like a drive month. And so it doesn't really make sense for us, especially just being like the organization. Like, it's just supposed to be one civic engagement event, and my mission for these little events are to make really big impact and have a great impact on us. And I really think like physically making this food for them and like giving it to them and interacting with this population that we don't usually interact with at all would be like really impactful for us and for them. So that's kind of what I was thinking, like the face to face, like, I don't know, hands-on experience. Senator Rogers?
If we did get hygiene products, we could probably get some of the local hotels to donate their leftover toiletries.
I think that would be a cool idea just for a month event. I just feel like in November, too, I don't know, like Thanksgiving's coming around. I don't know, that's just kind of my feeling. And I feel like we could do a hygiene drive maybe in the spring or even in December, too. Okay. Any other thoughts? No? Okay. Any senator updates for other ideas or events? Senator Green?
Yeah, I just was going to let you guys know about this event that's going on. If you want to like grab one of those. This is an event that's being put on by On Common Ground and the Student Nutrition Association. It's November 10th. It's going to be a fashion show to raise awareness about food insecurity and food waste. There's also going to be a food drive for packed provisions and other food banks. So if you guys can make it, there's a give pulse that I can send out to the committee, so you can sign up for a shift. There's also going to be an after party with a drag show and a DJ, so it should be a pretty fun event if you're available. They just reached out to me and Sierra Jickling to see if we could find extra volunteers for them.
Yeah, we can also let everyone send it, obviously, but we can send out the give pulse too. Anything else? Senator Rogers?
Can you remind me who's doing the summer with me?
I think it was Haley. Senator Collins?
Actually, I think I'm April. I was going to do the summer, but I think who did pass that to?
Anybody want to do it with?
I'm February, I think.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know then. Oops.
I think I did.
Did you sign up for one?
I don't know.
Do you want to do December with Senator Rogers?
Perfect. Yay.
So yeah, you guys can kind of coordinate and then at the next meeting kind of come with like an idea or maybe a couple so we can like talk about it, vote on it. Coolio? Senator Punish?
Did I ever talk about the blanket thing?
Yeah.
Okay. What was our conclusion on that?
So Panhellenic does a blanket drive, so I would talk to them to see if we can either like hop on board or help them donate, or if we want to do it separately, kind of ask them like how they do their logistical stuff.
Do you know who I'd get in contact with specifically?
I know the
Megan Pepper.
Megan Pepper, or there's like a student position who does programming. Honestly, if you go on Panhellenic's Instagram. Yeah. You can also DM the Panhellenic Council Instagram. I'm sure they'll put you into contact with someone. Or on the website, too. Okay. Anything else? Okay, move to agenda item C, discussion on Wolfpack Reading League. So last week, or last meeting, we talked about like restructuring the event, creating more infrastructure for it, and I talked to Selena from Communities and Schools, which is this organization that basically their mission is to improve literacy rates for low socioeconomic areas with elementary schools. So I talked to her and I was just like asking her like the biggest issues they face, like why they think literacy rates are so low, and she said it's chronic absences for students because they have so many things in place. They have reading buddies, they have this, they have that. They have programming, they have libraries, they have book drives, but if students aren't there and like kids aren't there to get that, then they're not, like if nothing's gonna work. And she actually gave some like crazy statistics. So out of the 8 schools that they serve, 3 of 8, if not more, experience 25% of their students chronically absent or higher. So almost half of all their schools, if not, it's probably more, it's probably half or more, 25% of their entire student population is chronically absent, which means they miss more than like 35% or something like that of school per year, which to me is like crazy. Like I never really even thought about that as an issue. So her, basically what she said is like she would love to work with AA2N and UNR, but it kind of depends how much like time and hours we really put in, how many people, if we have resources where we want to contribute, and like, but they can really cater to us. So if it's like there's just like one big event that we want to go do, or like one big thing, that's okay too. Or if we want to do something like monthly, and then I was thinking like that'd be really cool to have like a monthly event that we do with Communities and Schools and this organization, and that can be kind of the civic engagement component that we've kind of been looking for. So some ideas that she had was like mentorship programs and like just like it's like it would be like reading buddies but a little bit more in depth. It'd be more like we were their like mentors and we would go spend time with them and go read with them and do other things along that those lines. So what we need to decide as a committee before I go back and talk to her about the ideas for what we actually want to do. So we need to decide whether like Wolfpack Reading was one long week, right? It was 1 week of things. So is that what we want to continue to do? Do we want to make it something that's like a reoccurring event, maybe monthly? Do we just want to do it once and then like we do it every year? So what are your guys' thoughts? Senator Clemens?
I mean, I don't really know like the facts and like how much of an impact we make when we do it, but like connecting it to with the absence issue, like, I don't know if students, like, young kids are interested in people from UNR coming, like, if they're like, oh, I need to go to school because this person's coming to present or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, if it impacts that way, then I feel like we should do it more frequently so they can go to school more, you know?
I know that last year when we went to the assembly, like, so many kids were so excited because obviously we brought the mascot, the cheerleaders, so it's, like, the music. But, like, I think they love just having, like, older kids to look up to, especially college students. Like, I think there were this, like, I don't know, I remember, like, being younger and thinking, like, oh my gosh, like, college. Like, I want to do that when I'm, like, when I grow up. You know what I mean? So I think it'd be, like, a really cool way to be, like, a mentor. And, yeah. Sorry, again?
Yeah, like, adding on to what Senator Swinton said, just, like, I feel like maybe the monthly one would be a little more beneficial, like, giving something to look forward to, like, every month rather than just, like, 1 week a year kind of thing. Like, maybe it would encourage them to, like, you know, be more excited about going. School, like maybe we can like you know stress that a lot during that day of the month kind of thing. So
yeah, I agree. I think in a perfect world, we should go every single week and, like, do all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? But the issue is, realistically, if we had something every single month, do you think there would be enough people to constantly go to these things? Because, like, I agree. I think it should be every month, and maybe that would work for a while when we were, like, super excited. But, you know, like, we're college students. Like, things get busy, like, and I don't want to, like, deter, like, for that reason. But at the same time, like, I want to be realistic, and I don't want to promise that, like, oh, yeah, the 87 session of 87 will also, like, come every month and do something. So, Senator Cummins.
Does it have to be our session specifically? Like, we can, like, maybe get other students involved? Like, maybe people in other clubs or, like, people on the basketball team or sports teams? Like, you know what I mean?
That'd be cool. I kind of like the idea of, like, featuring, like, a student club or organization, like, maybe every month we could, like, reach out to another one, like, oh, like, this week it's student ambassador, or this month it's student ambassadors, like, next month maybe we could see if we could include the basketball team. And, like, we'll have to see, like, how realistic that is. But, yeah, I like that idea of, like, including other students, too. Dr. Beattie?
Hey, I have to run this side, but I was talking to the director of GSA today about something totally different. Mm-hmm. And it turns out the GSA is looking to do some sort of a drive to this month.
Okay.
So, you know, and I mentioned to Verona maybe like winter stuff drive, because we have a lot of students that live up here from Vegas. Senator McKinney was wearing shorts today.
He's also now sick.
I may not bring like gloves or beanies or coats or so maybe I think GSA was going to reach out to you directly.
Oh, okay.
And maybe try to coordinate something. So even if not November, maybe early December or something.
Yeah.
And then if we could house it and pack provisions, and possibly if we talk to Amy, and then sort of advertise it out there, you know, are you in need of a winter stuff, you know. So I know like a ton of students that show up and don't have that stuff. Mm-hmm. My nephew's one of them. He lives in Houston, California, where it's hot all year round. And I'm like, did you bring a winter coat? And he pulls up this windbreaker, and I'm like, that is not a winter coat.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be something cool for December. That's a good idea if you guys. Oh, if they reach out to me, I'll CC you on the emails and include you guys. But yeah, so I'm going to talk to Selena again. We have a meeting next week, and then I'm eventually going to bring her into one of our meetings just so she can present on, like, her ideas. So should I tell her maybe, like, a monthly event? You guys think that's doable? Yeah.
Sorry, are we still highlighting different clubs and organizations on campus each month?
I mean, I think that's something that we could, like, work up to. I think, obviously, the first, whatever we do, that's the issue. Like, right now, she basically was like, whatever you guys want to do, we'll cater something. Whether it's you guys just come in one time, whether you guys come in, like, every week, like, we'll figure something out. So that's why I was like, I'll talk to my committee and see, like, what we want to do. So from the amount of people, I'm going to start with, like, AUs to my officers, and then maybe, like, adding, like, clubs. Or then I can talk to Luke too. Okay. And then as far as like resources that we can contribute, I was just thinking like drives and stuff, like if there was a need for something that we could help. I really can't commit to like giving them money though. Which I don't think they're expecting, but yeah. Cool. Does anybody have anything else they want to add? Let the record show that Senator Cummins left the room at 2:12 p.m. Okay. Cool, yeah. Well, if there's nothing else, I'm going to give, like, a really, really short presentation. I forgot to put this up really quickly, so let me do that real quick. While we're waiting, are you guys free that November 17th, Senator Collins?
I have initiation that day, so I can go.
Okay. Ooh. That's probably
also
like.
That day.
Oops. I'm gonna talk to Andrew, and we're gonna figure it out. So I will let you guys know when we get closer to it.
I think the 17th is also the Western Leadership Conference.
Which is?
I'm not sure they mentioned it at Senate. They mentioned it at Senate. I think it's with teachers from Western.
Wait, did you just put in this code?
I have no idea.
Yeah, type in the address. That's the address. That's like
I was going to read to me. I think I'm like blind. HTTP.
/AirMedia-0E6517.
Yikes.
I typed in just the IP address before, and it takes me there too. If you can't figure it out that way.
After I started saying one, I'm like,
you can just type in the
number.
IP.
Like, the 134.
Okay, one.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, it'll take
134.197.123.202.
All of them.
Ooh, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait. Whoa.
Is that website or?
I don't know.
You gotta
click
the Mac one.
So excited.
And then I'll ask you to put in that code eventually.
These muffins are
fire. Red?
They really are. They're
constant. Oh, and then I kind of want to talk to you about the Senate meeting idea for next week. Anthony mentioned it at meeting. It's going to be like an open forum, like City Hall type of thing, with just student concerns. I think what we're going to do is create the online flyer, what is that, like promotional, I don't know, like a little flyer that we're gonna post on all of our stories. So I would love if you guys could really like push that and just get out the word as much as you can. Senator Clements,
should we table for it?
I don't know how. I think interesting idea, but it's gonna be on Wednesday, so
yes.
I honestly think people just get, they see it more
social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I agree.
Senator Gagayan?
Can we make it a Facebook event too?
Yeah, I invite like literally all the students.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like.
Put on Nevada Greek.
Oh, yeah.
True.
That's what I was getting on.
Senator Rogers?
Can we make it so they can ask questions online and we can address them at Senate?
That'd be cool. We could do it like on your own Instagram story.
Yeah, like a live stream.
I
don't know.
Would that work with Nevada open meeting laws? Are we following
Nevada
open meeting laws?
Yes. Ooh, logging code.
Because
I would just, I would email him.
I'm just liking pictures.
What the heck? What's my IP?
The numbers.
Oh my gosh.
Is it 0, 6, 1? This almost is too hard. I might just. Okay, you know what?
Send it to us.
Yeah, it's going to be a really short presentation. You guys should look it on my computer. I actually gave us a budget finance this morning. So, last week, can you guys kind of see it? Last week, I went to the Governor's Points of Light Award. It was just like one day in Vegas, like last Thursday. So, what is it? It's this big conference where the community and like basically all of Nevada and the community members, you know, the governor, obviously, his staff, they come together, they recognize community service in Nevada, and it was awesome because Luke, Anthony, and I got to go and represent ASUN and UNR, and we got to, like, learn so much, which was really cool. So we attended because I'm obviously the chair of the Senate Engagement Committee. It's about Senate engagement. Anthony went because he's the Speaker of the Senate, and Luke went because they're really focusing on Senate engagement in clubs and orgs right now. And it's really cool because Amy actually was, like, the co-chaired the committee that selected the award recipients, so she was one of the main people selecting all the nominees and deciding who won the award, which is really cool. And there's about 20 finalists. Let's see if I have a little. We had this little like pamphlet on it, but I don't think I have it anymore. Anyways, it was really cool. So these are the categories of the awards, and the reason we went is because we obviously want to bring home some dubs and like get these awards and put out nominees. So nonprofit, community organization, volunteer program, individual, volunteer in Northern Nevada, and then the youth award. So the biggest reason we went is because Hannah and Amy brought in the new category of the individual volunteer youth awards, because before they didn't have one, so this is the first year with this category. So next year, and there's three nominees, and they were all, or three finalists, and they were all high school students in Vegas, which was awesome. Like, that's great that we're recognizing high school students, but like, we're doing so much on this campus, so I really want to be recognized for that, especially next year. So just like some little stuff like pack provisions and like all of the like community outreach we do, it's really important. We want to get it recognized for these awards. And then after that, we had this, like, it was, like, this awkward period of time between our flight and, like, the ceremony. So we went to UNLV. We got to tour CSUN, which is the student government there. We got to meet and network with our counterparts. So I actually met the newest senator for the health sciences seat that just won when we went there. We got to learn about initiatives and on their campus. We got to participate in their homecoming festivities because it was homecoming. So we got to go to, like, a barbecue and got to see all of their like student union decorated and like posters and whatever, like fun stuff like that. And something that I like took away from it is I didn't know that UNLV had the most diverse population of students in any university or college setting for the last 2 years. And I was like, UNLV, like what? Like, I had no idea. So they have like so many like programs and departments and like all that, this like initiatives for diversity and inclusion on their campus, which like never I would in a million years be like, wow, UNLV is a forefront for change and like diverse, like, because like one of their leading principles is diversity. So that was just like something really cool that I learned. They also have a lot of really cool sustainable stuff going on, and I took pictures. I'm sending them to you, Zach. But I'm really excited about it. So it's just cool to like learn about what was going on. And their government is really heavily structured off of ours, which is really cool. So, and like they always see ASUN as this like the model and the perfect little thing. So it's funny because I'm like, you think, like, I don't know, like, it was just, like, interesting, because they're like, oh my god, you're from AA1, like, you do this and this and this, and I was like, yeah, like, what? They're like, we're trying to do this, this, and this, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, okay, yeah, but it was cool.
What does the C stand for?
Consolidated Students of the University of Nevada, but they say CSUN, they don't say CSUN. I don't know. And then some big takeaways were a wider lens of perspective on community service initiatives in the state of Nevada. So it was really cool because Chucky Meadows, Parks Cleanup Foundation, when we worked a lot, actually won an award. So it was cool to see like them being recognized and other places like that. There was just a lot of really cool service work that I never even like thought about, like a lot of like rural stuff that I got to learn more about and talk to other people. And then, yeah, I met a lot of inspiring individuals. I met so many cute little old ladies who have been doing service work their whole lives, and I cried every time they went up there and spoke, every time. And then found new ways to get involved on campus and in our community, so just new ways of looking at things, new ideas, stuff to bring back, and then brainstorm and problem solve some issues facing both our campus and UNLV's campus. So we got to talk to a lot of different like student officers there about what's going on their campus, their climate, and what issues their students are facing and what kind of stuff they're working on. So overall, it was really cool. And I was really lucky to go. I had a great time. So yeah. Any questions? Okie dokie. So do you guys have anything else? Okay, moving into agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Senator Green?
Hi. Does anyone know if they for sure can make it to this to volunteer? If you want to go attend, it's $25, but if you volunteer, it's free. So volunteering is the way to go.
I will also be out of town, but that's would okay. Let her know at Senate.
Too. Yeah, I will. Yes.
Okay, moving to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 2:23 p.m.